The emerald ash borer has destroyed millions of trees across the Midwest. The bug has been found in northern Michigan and northern Illinois. Beginning yesterday and for the next several months, the state ag department and local forestry agencies are using chainsaws to take a closer look for the ash borer in Wisconsin. At Woodfield Park in Waukesha, city arborist Larry Axlin fells a green ash that's about 25 feet tall and 25 years old. After the trunk is cut into sections, workers from the ag department yank down on draw knives, that's a blade with two handles, and strip the bark off the tree. Larry Axlin says the workers are looking for ash borer larvae,
which is almost like a maggot form of the beetle, and it's kind of hidden under the bark. It would be in that first growth ring of the ash tree, so they have to get down through the bark and into that first year of wood, and then they're looking for bark splitting or anything that might give evidence that the insect's inside the tree.
About 1,400 ash trees will be cut down in 30 counties, mainly in the southern half of the state. The Ag Department did not report any signs of the ash borer after tree cuttings yesterday in Waukesha, Madison, or Green Bay. The department would need to confirm any evidence with federal officials who are more experienced with the insect, and that would take days. Meanwhile, part two of the Wisconsin effort is girdling another 4,000 ash trees. Ag Department worker Brian O'Connell uses a draw knife to strip a 6-inch ring of bark from around an ash tree that's still standing. Department spokesman Mick Squarock says the girdled tree will be another way to detect the emerald ash borer.
The girdling that we did on this tree causes the tree to give out some distress chemicals, attracts emerald ash borer if it's in the area. They sort of act as emerald ash borer lures.
Squarock says the so-called detection tree will stay up until next fall when it'll be cut apart and have the bark completely stripped. Small signs will be posted on the girdled trees asking people not to disturb them. The state's idea to sacrifice a few thousand ash trees is to give officials time to stay ahead of a major infestation and protect millions more ash in Wisconsin if need be. Waukesha forester Dave Liska agrees with the strategy. He says the stakes are high in an urban area like his city.
Of our street tree population, we have about 5,000 ash trees, which is right around 20%. So when you lose or have the potential to lose one-fifth of your tree population, that's devastating because of the benefits of urban and community trees. It goes beyond just the fact that trees look pretty. They have spring flowers. They've got fall color. It involves economics, it involves environment, it involves social aspects.
And in rural areas of Wisconsin, the ash is an important tree for the forest products industry, unless the trees are destroyed by the emerald ash borer. Chuck Pernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio, in Waukesha.